I'm sitting here with Eliza Hutchison at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. Now, your work is right at the beginning of the section in the exhibition called The Archive of Feeling. So on that note, and thinking about the archive, I wonder if you can start by talking about where your images come from.
Well, it's kind of interesting that it evolved quite, I suppose, intuitively in terms of images content that I was attracted to in particular images, because they're all photographed and re-photographed or just re-photographed from found images. So I collected up an archive that had a sentiment that I was really drawn to. Like a lot of them are to do with kind of more sort of meaningful moments in life, you know, whether it's sort of birth or death. The idea is the public and the private. I think I was really, having given birth to two children like within the last sort of 7-8 years, this idea of how much they were sort of opening up my way of seeing the world and considering the world. And I thought inadvertently I started to really bring it into my practice, that because it became this is like such a meaningful experience for me, and I'm interested in that sort of idea of a collective experience that everyone has, you know, in relation to their family or children or close relatives or...
Yeah.
So you've got that idea of the sort of very private, and then how the public comes to bear on that, and in a sense how images from the media or of just from books or magazines sort of impact on your own psyche, because you take it in as a sort of a story that somehow becomes your own, because you're looking at how people deal with, you know, quite full-on traumatic events in the world or in their lives, like the death. Particularly sort of got drawn to the death of Sharon Tate. I guess that fear of and horror of like a woman having died fully pregnant, this kind of ideal scenario. I mean, ideal because she was in love with Polanski, but somehow the whole thing came radically unstuck, and that extreme sort of trauma of that loss. And I was deeply horrified by it. And then it's trying to sort of how you sort of process that in relation to your own existence. So it's sort of like bringing those things into close sort of proximity, and because they exist together in your mind as this sort of like map of your own consciousness, really.
And a lot of your images that you've taken from archives, they seem to be of violent and traumatic events. Why were you drawn to those in particular?
It's been an obsession for mine, like since I wrote my thesis at Sydney College, called The Still Life and the Cleaner. So it was very Benjaminian in the reading. I was looking at the prostitute and this idea of death and loss of sort of agency. But I guess the thing with this idea of death sort of filtered through into the work and how it might otherwise be represented. Because if you look at the tree image, which is called Montrose, that's actually, it's sort of symbolic of my mother's farm, in which she has planted all these beautiful conifers, and under that conifer she planted the ashes of my grandmother. So it's kind of funereal. So there's this other, I was looking at other ways of representing them, and I was thinking, you know, I don't sort of stick up some image of my grandmother per se, but somehow that became representative of her. And
that one is not quite as distorted as some of the other ones that you do too. Can you talk about that distortion?
Well, I think it's kind of really interesting that, because that happened very intuitively. The things that were most personal to me were the least abstracted, really. Because I think there is this idea of something, trying to keep some idea of stable self. Because if I sort of break down those images, they're such core images to my identity, they would somehow, I'd find that really destabilising. And they're always attracted to images that were somehow not perfect. You know, the idea of the perfect image, they sort of almost really kind of got me down. Like there's this idea of this quintessential sort of photography, and I sort of really want to break that down, because it's not how I like to experience it. It's sort of, I'm always looking for the messy edge or the this or the, some sort of breakdown in that sort of classic idea about what a classic photo, you know, a good photograph is.
And the other thing that's not quite classic is the installation. It's this incredible salon style piecemeal hang. Can you talk about that? Why did you want the images like that?
Well, it's kind of interesting because, you know, the work's titled Hair in the Gate, a Biograph. And so it's, you know, the idea that when you used to load film into cameras, the idea of you misloaded it, that often you'd get a shred of the film against the gate, and that would somehow distort the image. So it's about sort of breaking down that sort of linear idea of narrative as well, and the idea that how much more fluid your consciousness is, and this idea that certain things come in and out of focus, and it's much more fluid, and certain things feed off each other.